When caregivers understand a child's typical growth and developmental patterns, they're better able to identify and address the children's needs and help them to master critical skills. Caregivers can create learning experiences and set goals for children that are developmentally appropriate, and design high-quality environments that are safe and encouraging for the children to master new skills. Discussions of growth and development often make reference to the word average or normal child. However, we all know that such a child probably does not exist, as each child is a unique individual, a product of his or her diverse experiences, environments, interactions, and heredity. However, norms for children's growth and development have been established to serve as useful frames of reference. You can see some of them below as listed by the CDC. I've got some for 2 months, 6 months, and 9 months. So these norms represent the average or approximate age where the majority of children demonstrate a given skill or behavior. Now, growth refers to the physical changes that occur as the child matures. I've got some listed here: the eruption of teeth, the increase in height, the gaining of weight, visual acuity that it improves over time. But all of these factors are affected by genetic potential, the level of emotional stimulation and bonding that a child experiences in his or her life, cultural influences, socioeconomic factors, adequate nutrition, the responsiveness of the parent and caregivers, and the health of the child. Your average infant weighs about 7 to 8 pounds at birth and is about 20 inches in length. Growth is very rapid during this first year. An infant's birth weight nearly doubles by the 5th month and triples at the end of the first year. An infant's length increases as well by about 50% during this first year. Other physical changes that occur during this first year include the growth of hair, the eruption of teeth, the child's eyes begin to focus and move together as a unit by the 3rd month, and vision, therefore, becomes much more accurate. Children in this age bracket, the infant age bracket, have special health concerns, nutritional requirements, adequate sleep, attachment, early brain development, the prevention of any injuries, providing a safe environment, and the identification of any health impairments as the child matures. Toddlers, that's like 12 to 30 months, they continue to make steady gains in height and weight, but at a much slower rate than an infant does. Toddlers have a weight increase of about 6 to 7 pounds a year. That's considered normal. And their baby teeth, they come through completely by the end of the toddler period. Toddlers can learn how to brush their teeth. That's an important aspect of preventative health care that will help them their entire lives, even though considerable adult supervision is needed when learning to brush teeth. Also, special attention should be paid to provide foods that promote dental health. Foods from all food groups should be part of a toddler's daily meal plan. And high activity levels that toddlers have make it essential for them to get about 10 to 12 hours of uninterrupted nighttime sleep. In addition, most toddlers continue to take a little nap during the day too, for an hour or two. Preschool age children continue to grow. Their legs grow longer and at a faster rate than their arms. It adds a lot of inches onto their height. The characteristic chubby body of a toddler becomes a lot more streamlined as muscle tone and strength are increasing. Gains in weight and height are relatively slow during the preschool years. That's like 2.5 to 8 years, or early school age years, you know, 2.5 to 8 years old. And then adequate nutrition, again, is a prime consideration. The high activity levels in this age group, again, 2.5 to around 8, just require a high demand in calories. But as we spoke about earlier, calories in good foods. A general rule for estimating a child's daily caloric need is to begin with a base of 1,000 and add about 100 calories for birthday. For example, a 7-year-old would need about 1,700 calories. Adequate sleep is also so important during this preschool and early school age time. Most preschool and school age children need about 8 to 12 hours of uninterrupted sleep, in addition to some daytime rest periods, even though the naps, they might not be as frequent as they were when they were younger. By the time children reach school age, they really enjoy one of the healthiest periods of their lives. They generally experience fewer colds and upper respiratory infections due to their improved resistance and physical maturation. Their visual acuity continues to get better and better. Gains in linear height are fairly rapid, and the muscle mass increase gives them more power to do more things.